Lieber Herr Zeilinger, sehr geehrte liebe Frau Brack, lieber Herr Brack, dear delegates of the ALEA Academies and colleagues from the Austrian Academy, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests. A warm welcome back to all of you who attended today's scientific symposium, but an equally warm welcome to those who only joined us for this event in the evening. I am convinced that the symposium was fruitful and enriching for us all. Thanks again to our host, Austrian Academy of Sciences, who have been outstandingly generous, hospitable, and facilitated this extraordinary event. We are gathered here today to celebrate a truly European scholar, Professor Rémy Brack, whose unparalleled expertise in medieval philosophy and religion is arguably as relevant today as it has ever been. His scholarly work, which has led him to teach in many different European countries, as well as his keen eye for analysis, makes him a more than worthy recipient of this year's All European Academies Madame de Stael Prize for Cultural Values. Before we begin, let me contextualize tonight's ceremony as a part of the 17th ALEA General Assembly. At ALEA, we are proud to assemble a multitude of European knowledge producers, our member academies, who have traditionally shaped and enabled European intellectual productivity. Our heritage of prudent and precise intellectual endeavors has yielded many of Europe's finest academic work. At the same time, academies very much remain ready for the future. In an increasingly uncertain world, a truly interdisciplinary approach of academia is the only way to observe developments and formulate solutions to problems independent of the influence of ideological, political, or commercial interests. It is for this reason that the European Commission decided to bring in ALEA as part of a consortium of European academy networks to provide evidence-based science for policy advice to the European institutions. By the way, it is the first time that the European Commission directly reached out to academies for their expertise. However, the world of academies, of our academies, is as complex as Europe itself. Combining 57 academies from more than 40 countries requires a lot of cooperation and exchange of knowledge in order to work towards a common Europe of shared values and norms. It is essential to ALEA's work to combine these modern challenges with the traditional understanding of academies as the searchers of truth. To achieve these targets, ALEA works diligently towards a comprehensive cultural understanding of Europe through a variety of activities. There's no doubt that we probably always had, a real need for European scientists and scholars to actively engage in finding, describing, and creating common roots for our truly European community, which offers so many benefits for all of us. And this is the right moment now to welcome Commissioner Hahn. Thank you very much for being here and coming and rushing into our meeting. Thank you very much. Just last year, we published our first book, The Boundaries of Europe, by Professor Pietro Rossi, in our book series on Discourses in Intellectual Europe. The series is an attempt to counteract rising skepticism towards the idea of European integration and underlines the enduring cultural and intellectual position of Europe. The second part of the series on the role of music in European integration by Professor Albrecht Riedmüller, who I can greet here also, is set to be released later this year. I hope it will be true, Professor Riedmüller. Additionally, ALEA actively seeks to bring together European scientists and policymakers to encourage open debate about the future of scientific research in Europe. To give an example, one such event took place last September in Brussels, where ALEA participated in the European Commission's and Parliament's Science Meet Parliament session. Another mainstay of ALEA's work to promote a common understanding of European cultural values is the reason we are all here tonight, the ALEA Madame de Stael Prize for Cultural Values. This prize has been awarded for 3 years now, and in the past 2 years, two exceptional scholars, Professor Luisa Passarini in 2014 and Professor Dame Helen Wallace last year, have been honored. We decided to award this prize to scholars whose scientific contributions address and investigate, but also maintain, preserve, and develop European cultural values, which all too often come under unwarranted criticism. All too often, we get caught up in solving the complexity of day-to-day problems that we forget to take a moment to fundamentally reflect on our European society and who we want to be herein. In order for Europe to develop an inclusive and forward-looking cultural understanding of itself, it is absolutely vital that the continent understands where it came from, to remind ourselves of the struggles its people lived through and what a peaceful Europe can and should look like. The laureates of the Madame de Stael Prize for Cultural Values are selected to remind us of this necessary self-reflection. Their extensive work has helped create a better understanding of the origin and application of European values, European identity, and the idea of European integration. It is now time to introduce my fellow speakers of the night, my dear friend and colleague Ed Nord, Vice President of ALEA and Professor at the Faculty of Theology and Religion Studies at the University of Groningen, who will kindly be giving the laudatory speech tonight. European Commissioner Johannes Hahn will thereafter hand over the prize to Professor Brack. Commissioner Hahn is deeply rooted in Vienna, where he studied philosophy at the University of Vienna. After several high-ranking positions in the Austrian government, including 3 years as Minister for Science and Research, Johannes Hahn was appointed European Commissioner in 2010. Under President Barroso, Mr. Hahn was responsible for regional policy, an area where he had shown great expertise, and which subsequently led to his appointment as Commissioner for European Neighbourhood Policy and Enlargement Negotiations by current President Jean-Claude Juncker. We are exceptionally honored that Mr. Hahn will be presenting the Madame de Stael Prize for Cultural Values to Professor Rémy Brack tonight. And now, please welcome to the stage now Professor Ed Nord. Thank you.